Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shkalim Daf Yud Beis, and we're talking about the second line with the words Hifer Shikloi V'Avad. And Vilna Sura Sadaf is on Chesam Bar Aleph, about halfway through. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Mars Miriam Sar Basar Biyakim Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Gemara tells us Hifer Shikloi V'Avad. A person was mafresh their machzor shekel. He separated, he designated it, and then it got lost. So Rabbi Yochanan says Chayv Rat Chirusoi Ad Shiyimsor LeGizbar. He's responsible for it until it's given over to the Gizbar, the treasurer of the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore he would have to supply a new one. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Shalakish says Hekdesh Brishus Agav. Hektish is in the Rishus of the Beis HaMikdash, wherever it is. So the moment he designates money as Machzah Shekel, that's officially considered to be in Hektish's Rishus, no matter where it is, so he doesn't have to supply a new one. So the Gemara Masisa Pliya Rav Shimon Lakish, our Mishnah seems not to be like Rish Lakish, because what did we say? That if the Shaliach, who's bringing the Machzah Shekel for the people of the city, lost them or they got stolen, so Nishbon L'Bnei Ha'ir, he swears to the people of the city, U'Bnei Ir Shekel Tachtein, and the people of the city have to give new Shkalim in their place. So we clearly see that's not like Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish would say they don't have to pay anything. Thing. Once they designated it, it's in the rishus of Hektesh. So Gemara answers, "Loi, that's not so. Oid he mishum shvuas takana. This is also because of shvuas takana. The same way that we had explained previously that the reason why the shliach has to make a shvu in the first place is just for a takana, just to make sure that he's not going to be negligent and that he's going to be extra careful in his shlichos, but not because there's a real chiv to make such a shvua. So too, the reason why they have to give new shkalim in the first place is also because of takana, but not because there's an actual chiv to give it. And the Mishnah said, "Nimsu ashechzir maganavim v'chulu," that if the shkalim were found or the ganavim returned them. So both of them are considered shkalim, and you don't get a tax credit for next year. Both the new ones and the old ones are given to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Tani is taught in the Braisa, Harishanim Neiflam Tiklan Chaditin. The first ones, they go to Tiklan Chaditin, to the new shkalim, to the new Machzah Shekel that everyone is giving, and that's used for all the Karbonos Sibur, Hashniim, and the second ones, Neiflam Tiklan Atikin, they fall into the boxes called Tiklan Atikin, the old shkalim, and that's used for other things. Now, the question is, Eluhain Harishanim, the Eluhain Hashniim. What's considered the first, and what's considered the second? Rav Pinchas, Rav Chananya, Rav Abamari, they argue about this. Chan number one of them says, that the first ones are the first shkalim that were sent by the Bnei Ha'ir that were subsequently lost or stolen and then found. So those are the first ones. In other words, the original ones that were given, that's what we're calling Rishonim, and the new ones that they gave are the Shniim. Whereas the Harna Amar, the other one says, Elu Shigili De Gizbarim Tchila, it's a shkalim that reached the Gizbarim first, and that's the new shkalim that were given, the second batch, the replacement ones. Those are called the first ones because they're the ones who reached the Gizbarim first, and the original ones are considered the second ones. The Mishnah tells us, a fellow gives his machzah shekel to his friend with instructions, please bring it to the Beis HaMikdash for me. And then that friend took the money for himself and used it for his own machzah shekel. If the truma was already taken, again, there was truma salishka done, money was taken from the original shayfres the machzah shekel was put into. It was scooped out and was put into the relevant kupas, into the relevant boxes. If that had happened, ma'al the shliach was over me'ila, that's because the shekel is considered to be in the rishus of Hektesh, so the shliach using it for himself is misappropriate Hektish for his personal needs, so he's over me'ilah and he'd be chayav a karbon. We have something similar. Hashekel shikloi min ha'hektish. Somebody uses his machzah shekel from Hektish money. He had designated certain money in his house for Hektish. It was a donation. It was meant for the Beis HaMikdash, and he took that money and he used it for his machzah shekel. V'nisr ma'truma, and the truma was taken off. V'karva ha'behema, and the animal was then purchased with that money and brought ma'al, then he's over me'ilah. Now, this is considered transferring from one type of Hektish to another, so there isn't me'ilah until a real ma'isa happens to it. That's why it's says v'karva behema. Now we have another case. Maaser sheni with meishvias yechel kenegdoi. Let's say the money he used for his machzah shekel was either maaser sheni money or shmita money, so he has to eat corresponding to it. Which we're seeing the gemara means that he takes other money which is chulin. He transfers the kedusha of this maaser sheni or shmita money onto it, and then that original money is his machzah shekel, but it doesn't have the kedusha anymore of maaser sheni or shmita. So gemara Yubez Yubez on the top quotes the mishnah hanosin shekel chaver v'chulu and asks as follows: Anan teninon, we learned in the beginning of the mishnah im nisra matru. If the truma was taken off, then the shliach used the other person's money for himself, so he's over me'ilah. However, tonight the Beis Rebbe, we have a braisa taught Beis Meshav Rebbe on this very same case, im karva ha-behema. It's only if the animal was also brought with this money that was used, then he's over me'ilah, but not simply im nisr ma'truma. So it seems to me it's a steer, if you will. How do we understand this? So Amar Blazer, Blazer answers, man tana im nisr ma'truma, that's a proper girsa. Who's the tana of nisr ma'truma, meaning the tana of our mishnah, that even though the truma was simply just taken off, there's just Trumas Alishka done. The Shliach is over Me'ila by using this for himself. Rib Shimon, it's Jesus Rib Shimon. Rib Shimon Rib Shimon says, Miyad Hoy Makal Ma'isov, he gets his money right away, and that's why he's over Me'ila right away. This Shita Rib Shimon has to do with the following. The Beis HaMikdash has suppliers for flour, oil, animals, and other things that are needed. Now there's Machlaikas when they got paid. So some hold that they only got paid after the carbon was brought. Once the carbon was brought by Kashrus, so then the animal supplier got his money. Rib Shimon holds that no, they received payment right away, which means the moment the Trumas Alishka was done, that money is automatically considered kachim mizbeach, and therefore the shliach has over me'ilah right away when he uses it for his own shekel, and we don't have to wait for the animal to be brought. So that's our Mishnah, Misha Nisma Truma, he's ready over me'ilah. Now we continue, we skip the next three words, Hakayim's reasoning, that's not part of the Girsa, and we quote the Mishnah, Im Nisma Truma Mal, he's over me'ilah, focusing over here on the me'ilah part. Vakash, we have a question asked the Gemara, Ilu Hagayim Ve'ilas Shachaverai, let's say a person stole his friend's carbon oila, Ruvain designated an animal to be a carbon oila, and Shimon went and stole it from him, Vishachta Stam, and he shechted it Stam, he brought this animal to the Beis HaMikdash to have it be shechted, Stam Aloy L'Shem Bailim Rishayim Mechaperes, don't we say that when it's shechted Stam, that it's going to be Mechaper for the original Bailim? When Shimon came to the Beis HaMikdash, handing him an animal and saying, this is an oila, so the Stam Das of the Kayan is that he's shechting it for the, whoever the owner is, and the owner's not Shimon, the owner's Ruvain. And so Shimon wouldn't be Ivar Me'ila using it for himself, really in a way, it's like he's just the Shliach of Ruvain, and Ruvain actually does receive his Kapara for his karma being brought. So why are we saying over here that when Ruvain sends his shekel with Shimon and Shimon takes it and uses it for himself, all of a sudden Shimon is over Me'ilah? Why don't we just say that it's considered like he brought it for Ruvain? What's the indication over here that Shimon's considered using it for himself and Mimele he's over Me'ilah? He's just putting money in a box. That's not considered using it for himself. So review then review then answer is Tifter Mesuyim. We could explain this referring to Mesuyim. It's where Shimon, the Shliach, had Kavana to use it for himself. It was Mesuyim. He dafka meant for it to be used for himself. And the way that's done is Mashal based on Gamliel. It's like the house of Rabbi Gamliel, Shahim is Chavin v'dach v'l'kupa, they had Kavana and pushed it into the Kupa. Family of Rabbi Gamliel wanted to make sure that their Shkalim were taken when Trumas Halishka was done. Not every shekel was taken. There was tons of Shkalim there, so not every shekel was taken. They wanted to make sure their shekels were taken. What would they do? They would wait till the Trumas Halishka was done, and as the Gizbar, the Kain, whoever did the Trumas Halishka was scooping out money, they would take their shekel, throw it in, and make sure it got pushed into the Kupa, into the box of the Trumas Halishka. So that's what we're saying, that it's Mesuyim, that the Shliach made sure to do that, therefore he is using it for himself, and we can't consider it being given for Reuven for the original owner. Ask the Gemara, still, v'chash loymar, shem l'shirayim he'nayflin, we should still suspect that maybe it's going to fall to Shirayim, maybe it's not going to end up being used for the purchase of Karbonos, and Yud Gimel Menalf on top, v'chiyash me'ila b'shirayim, is there me'ila by Shirayim? If the money was just left and not ended up being used, it's just considered Shirayim, that's called Shiari Halishka, it's leftover money that wasn't used for Karbonos, is there me'ila in that? No, he's not going to be over me'ila, so in essence, we're really back to square one. Why is he over me'ila? So it must be Alek Rav Meir, like Rav Meir. Rav Meir, Amar Rav Meir says, Ma'ilin b'shirayim, one could be over me'ila with Shirayim. However, we have another answer, Oid He, there's an alternative answer, b'mesuyim, Mishal Beis Rav Gamliel, Shayim Mishchav, and Tarmel Lishmai. We could still say that it's this case of Mesuyim, just like the family of Rav Gamliel, they would have Kavana, and they would make sure that their money went into the box, and in this way of doing it, they also made sure that their money was used in the purchase of Karbonos, and therefore there is no Chashash that's going to be left for Shirayim. It will end up being used for Karbonos, and that's why the Shliach is Ivar Me'ila. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.